This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. How top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal is in line with graduating to the status of middle income country within 2022. National Assembly's winter session beginning from 4 p.m. this afternoon. Department of Foreign Employment resumes online labor permit system from today. And World Health Organization has listed Pfizer BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that Nepal is heading to a success to graduate to the status of middle income country within 2022 as per the development goals of the United Nations. In a video message delivered on the occasion of International New Year 2021, Prime Minister said the country has put in place a widespread campaign for rebuilding the nation. The Prime Minister also said comparatively Nepal has been successful in minimizing the loss of COVID-19 in 2020 and has urged one and all to remain secured, adopting the government-stipulated health safety measures against the pandemic. He further said Nepal is steering ahead to meet the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. The Prime Minister also underlined the need of stable politics to achieve the mission. The winter session of the National Assembly is commencing from 4 p.m. this afternoon at the International Convention Center in Banesar. The meeting of the Work Management Consultative Meeting held under the chairmanship of National Assembly, Ganesh Prasad Timmalsena, had prepared the schedule for today's meeting. The Department of Foreign Employment has resumed the provision for receiving labor permit from online in a bid to make its service techno-friendly. The department says the service seekers can receive the labor permit from today. It also informed that those who had already taken permission and willing to receive new labor permit could get the service via online. The Election Commission is updating the voters' name list from 28th of January to the 3rd of February in view of upcoming elections. A spokesperson of the Election Commission, Rajkumar Shrestha, informed that the voters' name list would be updated, incorporating the names of individuals who crossed 18 years on the 30th of December this year. He also said that the voters' list updating centres of local labels would update the final name list of the voters for the upcoming elections set for the 30th of April and the 10th of May. Lumbini Province Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel has said that the unification of Nepal Communist Party can still remain intact. Speaking at the 14th anniversary of Dang-based Ganatantra Daily today, Chief Minister Pokhrel urged the party leadership to give the final step to the party unification without losing the rationality. The Chief Minister also claimed that the reason behind the present situation in the party was the result of lack of trust between Nepal Communist Party's first chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and executive chair of the party Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Chief Minister Bagmati Province Durmani Podil has lauded the role of Nepal Scout in making the society civilized and decent. Addressing a program organized by Nepal Scout in Hetoda today, the Chief Minister stressed on the need of coordination of all to transform the society. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The World Health Organization has listed Pfizer BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, a critical step that the United Nations Health Agency said aims to make the vaccine more readily available in developing nations. In a statement on Thursday, WHO said its validation of the vaccine, the first since the start of the pandemic, opens the door for countries to expedite their own regulatory approval process to import and administer the vaccine. The WHO said it will also allow groups such as UNICEF and the Pan American Health Organization to procure the vaccine for distribution to countries in need. The United Kingdom has formally separated from the European Union. The UK stopped following European Union rules at 23 GMT as replacement arrangements for travel, trade, immigration and security cooperation came into force. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the UK had freedom in the hands and the ability to do things differently and better. However, UK ministers have warned that there will be some disruption in the coming days and weeks as new rules made in the British firms trading with the continent come to terms with the challenges. And the UK officially left the 27-member political and economic bloc on the 31st January, 3.5 years after the UK publicly voted to leave in the 2016 Brexit referendum. The situation remains tense in several parts of the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh days after communal violence broke in parts of the state governed by the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP. Authorities have imposed restrictions in parts of Mandersaur and Indore districts and have arrested dozens of people in connection with the violence. And the tensions were reportedly sparked during rallies organized by right-wing Hindu groups to raise funds for the construction of Ram Temple at Ayodhya in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping up, top stories once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal is in line with graduating to the status of middle-income country within 2022. National Assembly's winter session beginning from 4 p.m. this afternoon. Department of Foreign Employment resumes online labor permit system from today. And WHO has listed Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.